things out, but I'm glad that the Lord knows all things. And the Bible said that His ways are far above our ways, and they are past finding out. So if we tried to figure out how to do this and do that in our life, well, we'd probably make a mess of it. But I like what Michelle said. I know that the Lord knows, and He's able to do all things. I'm glad it ain't nothing too hard for Him. I'm glad I serve a God that's why, amen, if He could do all the things we read about and preach about, and if He's the same God, as I've said multiple times in this meeting, then if He did all that for them, then what would He do for us? I sure hate that I missed the meetings. I've heard y'all have had some real good services there while I was gone, and it's a joy to be back here, and couldn't wait to get back, but good to be back here tonight. So then services are gone, all we've got now is tonight, and when tonight's gone, all we'll have is tomorrow. And the Bible said, choose you this day whom you shall serve. Joshua said, whether it be the gods on the other side of the flood, the gods of our fathers, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So we choose every day to get up and serve God, and I had to choose this day to do that. So good to be here. As I said, Isaiah chapter number 14 tonight. I'm going to give you what the Lord's laid on my heart, and I pray tonight, if you're here and you're not right with God, that you won't leave here. I pray God would make hell surreal to you tonight, that you'd feel the fire underneath your feet. You'd feel the flames under your feet. I know that God is able to do that. Hell's a real place. Sure as heaven is real, hell is real. Sure as Lebanon, Missouri is a place, hell's a place. And people are going there, leaving this world, dying, not ready to meet God, and they're lifting their eyes in the devil's hell. Isaiah 14, and why? We'll just start reading in verse number 1. We ask you to stand tonight to reverence the reading of the Word of God. I really pray that God would just bring conviction on you tonight. I don't want to see anybody leave here. If you're not sure about where you stand with God, and God deals with you, please, sinner, don't leave here tonight. Could be your last time. Isaiah 14 and verse number 1. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land. And the stranger shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids. And they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow, and from thy fear, and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, and say, how hath the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased. The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted and none hindereth. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees at thee and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no feller is come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. That's all that I want to read tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for our Lord letting us be here again tonight. Our Lord, in revival meeting, God, it's so good. Our Lord, to get back out here. God, at Nebo, and Lord, I pray, God, that you tonight you'd anoint me, and Lord, hide me behind the cross, Lord, for that sinner tonight, God, Lord, that may be in our midst, Lord, I pray, God, you'd make hell real to him, Lord, that you'd make the flames, Lord, so real and so hard tonight, oh God, for Lord, we know that hell is just, God, is real tonight. good as heaven is. And Lord God, I pray that you'd bring conviction down. And Lord, save somebody, God, in this meeting. Lord, we do beg in the name of Jesus Christ. And we do pray tonight. And amen and amen. And now, I don't have no big profound text tonight, but I just want to preach on hell. Amen. For a little while, and the Lord being my helper. And now the Bible said here, amen, that mercy was shown, a brother unto Judah. And if you're saved tonight, or really saved or lost, and mercy, my friend, has been shown unto me. But the Bible went on down, and to talk about Babylon. And brother God begins, and to tell Babylon, and that hell has moved from beneath, and to meet thee at thy coming. And friend, I read today, brother, about hell, about how Isaiah, amen, said that God, I said, Son of Man, amen, I've got a vineyard. And he said, I've done everything, amen, that could be done, brother, for my vineyard. He said, I've hedged that vineyard. I've taken the rocks out. And what more could I do to my vineyard? But he said, amen, hell hath enlarged herself. And brother, opened her mouth, brother, without measure. And the Bible said, and the mean men, and the glory, and the multitude, and the pomp, that shall descend, brother, into the pit. Well, what was the same man, the man of God, talking about? He was talking about that same hell, amen, that here in chapter 14 has moved to meet men. Brother, those people tonight, I'd better give anything for one drop of water. Those people tonight, I'd better give anything for the rain that's outside of the fall in hell. But brother, there'll be no water, amen, in that land. There'll be no rain, brother, in that land. There'll be no relief, friend, in that land. But I was reading today, and you know the Bible that says the word heaven over 500 times. But I was looking in the concordance, and if I ain't mistaken tonight, the word hell is only mentioned in the whole Bible 54 times. But brother, you get over to the New Testament, amen, and well, let me say tonight, when the Bible talks about heaven, amen, a big part of the time, it ain't talking about what God is at. It's talking about the sky and the first heaven. But hell here, I mentioned 54 times. But do you want to know who mentioned hell the most? Our Savior. I said the word hell more than anybody else in the whole Bible. And he comes out one day and he begins to preach. And brother, he says, if you say thou fool, you're in danger of hell far. I believe tonight that's the first time that Jesus Christ mentioned the word hell. But John the Baptist, come that preaching one day, he said, you generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee the wrath to come? He said, now the axe is laid at the root, brother, of the trees. And he said, every tree that bringeth forth and not good fruit shall be hewn down and cast in the fire. And the Bible said, amen, that old John, amen, was out there, amen, preaching to them Pharisees, I'm preaching to the lawyers, I'm preaching to the doctors, I'm telling them repent, for the kingdom of God, amen, is at hand. I want to tell you tonight, I repent, for the kingdom of God, our brother is at hand. And Jesus said, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Our brother, the Bible, it don't care. It didn't make no concession. It didn't make no exception for nobody. Everybody's going to come through the door. But Jesus said, he said when he talked about hell, he went on to say, he said, if your hand, our brother, offends you, and then cut it off, it's better to go in the life of brother man, and then enter into hell. Amen. Oh, brother, if anything is in your way tonight, you better get rid of it and come to God right now. I wouldn't wait for the invitation. I wouldn't wait for the altar call. I'd come right now. Brother, hell is real. It's a real land. And the Bible said, and that our Lord, amen, said, oh, Capernaum, and you're highly exalted. He said, but God, I shall bring you down, brother, into hell. And the old song said, and you run on for a long time. You run on for a long time. But sooner or later, God is going to cut you down. Brother, there's a heaven to gain, and there's a hell to shun. There's people tonight that are entering into hell. There's people, no doubt, in the hospital tonight. Before morning comes, they'll take their last breath, and they'll lift their eyes in a devil's hell. You don't want to go there, do you? Don't die and go to hell. Don't die and go to hell. Don't die and go to hell. You know what's in hell? The Bible said that Jesus said, amen, talking about the wedding, amen, that Jesus said, go out in the highways and brother in the hedges and compel them to come in. And the Bible said, I thank you, brother. And the Bible said, and that there came a man without a wedding garment on and was there in the supper. And the master said, why'd you come here without a wedding garment? And they bound that man and they put him out in the outer darkness where there's weeping and there's wailing and there's gnashing. Brother of teeth, do you know what's going on down in the region of hell tonight? There's weeping, there's wailing, there's gnashing. I don't believe tonight how you can see your hand in front of your face when you die and go to hell. I don't believe tonight, amen, you'll be able to look over at your mommy and say, mommy, brother, how are you feeling? I know them that you go to hell with, brother, them that you love, may be the very ones that are gnashing on you. Brother, hell is going to be somebody's home. I'm telling you, friend, tonight, God's trying to warn you. You don't want to die and go to hell. Amen. Hell is moved from beneath to meet you at your coming. God has sent you a warning. God has sent you mercy. What Jesus said, come unto me, brother, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Brother, I want to tell you, Jesus tonight, He's the only way to escape hell. He's the only way out of hell tonight. Hell has moved. I've been made. Hell has opened her mouth. And brother, she's waiting on you tonight. Amen. Hell's waiting on you. Hell's a real place. Amen. I've got family there. Amen. I've got an uncle. Amen. Never wanted nothing to do with God. My brother, you could talk to him about the Lord, and he never wanted nothing to do with God. And brother, you say, well, you can't judge a man if he died the way he was. And the last I seen him, brother Robbie, I know where he's at tonight. He's been in hell for a few years now. I'm crying out for help. I'm saying, God, I want to tell you tonight, amen, at judgment day, there'll be no. I'm saying, God, I'll repent now. God, I'll get right now. It'll be too late for you. It'll be too late. And when breath leaves your body, it'll be too late. And when death comes to your house, it'll be too late. My friend, why in the world would you want to die and go to hell? My friend, if you're worried about dying and going to hell, I'd be on this altar tonight. I just say, God, ain't a dealer with me. I'd be a begging him to. I say, God, I please give me mercy. God, I please show me grace. God, I don't want to die and go to hell. Hell's an awful place. Hell's a place. Brother, where there's flames and there's torment. And brother, you'll never get no relief. And one day, you'll be cast into a lake of fire where you'll burn forever. And never, and never. Amen. World without end. It's real. I know we ain't going to shout tonight. But it's needful. Hell. 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 Well, maybe we will later. I hope we will. If somebody gets out of hell and gets in the kingdom of God. Amen. Hell's a moving. Hell's opened their mouth. Amen. Hell's after. Rising. Amen. You know who hell's after? Young man just announced he's calling to preach. Amen. Hell, the devil's after him. Amen. The devil's after me. The devil's after you. Amen. The devil. Brother, he don't rest. When you get right with God, that's when it starts to work. But brother, hell is moving. Hell's after your family. Hell's after you. What's happened to the burden in the house of God? We've got you subdued and going to hell, brother. We've got you some. I've been lost without God. Amen. I want to ask you today. Can you imagine your babies burning in hell? Can you imagine your grandchildren burning in hell? And brother, if they die and go to hell, you won't be able to help them. You won't be able to get them out. There won't be no hand long enough to get them. There won't be no chain long enough to pull them out. Brother, men and women, they're dying and going to hell. Amen. Churches, amen, they're arguing over the attendance board and people are dying and going to hell. Amen. They're arguing over the color in the carpet and people are dying and going to hell. Amen. 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 Young men today, I ain't think about it. Amen. The Bible said, don't get me wrong, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. But young men, you better have your mind on God. If you get a hold of the wrong woman, she'll take you to hell. Young lady, if you get a hold of the wrong man, he'll take you to hell. And the Bible said, amen, and the son of the bird, appearance of evil, and there's evil everywhere. And that's why tonight our people are dying and going to hell. Hell is going to be a whole lot more people in hell. I've been in heaven. Jesus said, as straight is the gate, and there, brother, is the way that leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it, but broad is that path that leads down to destruction. And many there be that go in bad. I wonder how many out of in Missouri in the last 50 years have died and are in hell right now. Amen. I got family that's crying saying, get me out of hell. Get me out of hell. Get me out of hell. Amen. The Bible said the lips of a strange woman, they drop us a honeycomb. Amen. But they don't know that adulteress and that loud woman, the man don't know that her guests are in the depths of hell. Amen. Oh yeah. The devil's got snares out there. Amen. Let me tell you tonight, church, you can't fornicate. Amen. Die that way and go to heaven. You can't die in adultery. Amen. And go to heaven. You can't tell lies and die that way and go to heaven. You can't be. Brother, I'm just going to preach tonight. Amen. I'm going to preach like we're all. Amen. Don't want to put in hell. I don't want nobody to die and go to hell. Brother, hell is real. Hell is real. Hell is real. And she's moved for you tonight. Amen. She's coming for you. Amen. She's scarier than them scary movies that Hollywood comes out with. She's scarier. Amen. And them haunted houses the world runs to. Amen. Come October. She's scarier. Amen. And all these things. It's worse than a house on fire. It's worse than, amen, everything you got burning up. It's worse than all that. Brother, hell don't have no relief. Brother, hell, it's a flame so dark, so hot, that you can't see it. It's moving for you. It's moving for you. She's opened her mouth. She's waiting. She's waiting. She's got you marred. And she said one day, that one right there, he'll be mine. I shall be mine. I get out of hell while you can tonight. Amen. Oh yeah. It's real. It's real. The drunkard ain't going to heaven. If he dies, he's been drunk, being a drunk, he's going to hell. The liar is going to hell. Lasciviousness, they're going to hell. Amen. The effeminate, they're going to hell. Amen. If they don't get right, hell's moving. Hell's getting more and more in it every day. Church people are going to hell. Sunday school teachers are going to hell. Pastors are going to hell. Amen. Evangelists are going to hell. Hell's a filling up. Hell's a filling up. I bet she's enlarged herself. She's enlarged herself. Brother, she's waiting on you. I wonder who'll be next. How that'll leave this world and open their eyes in the region of hell tonight. Brother, don't die and go to hell. Amen. A certain rich man had a ground that brought forth plentifully. And he ran out of room to bestow all his goods. And he said, I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and I'll build bigger. And then I'll say to my soul, take thine ease. Amen. And the Bible said God looked at him and said, thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. Honey, what if God was to look at you tonight and say, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. I want to ask you tonight, friend. Amen. There's some of you here tonight that when I preached on Friday, you raised your hand. Amen. That's between me and you and God. But you raised
raise your hand. I'm saying you needed God. If you die tonight, friend, are you going to lift your eyes in hell? Are you going to lift your eyes in hell? She's waiting on you. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. Hell ain't got no number. Death ain't got no age. Friend, when hell comes, if you ain't ready, you'll go there and burn tonight. Amen. Hell, it's real. This as sure as this. I believe a drunk will crave alcohol and he's in hell. I believe Bill the drunk is dying for another can of beer. I believe the fornicators are dying for a good looking woman, for a good looking man. But there ain't going to be no beer in hell. And there ain't going to be no fornication in hell. And there ain't going to be no good times in hell. And there ain't going to be no parties in hell. Amen. I'll tell you what's going to be in hell. Amen. Some tonight, they don't like noise. They don't like shouting. They don't like loud preaching. But brother, when you die and go to hell, I believe that it'll be deafening. The roar will be so loud. Amen. You're here. Help me, God. Get me out of here. I'm sorry, God. I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I'd have went and prayed. I wish I'd done on the altar. I'm afraid it'll be too late that day. Amen. Hell's moved. Hell's moving. Hell's moving. Amen. She's waiting to meet you. She's waiting to meet you. Good husband, you're going to die and go to hell. Good wife, you're going to die and go to hell. Good youngin, you're going to die and go to hell. If you don't know Jesus. Amen. Hell. Hell. It ain't a byword. It ain't a fairy tale. If we could open the windows of hell today and see into hell, I tell you what would happen if hell got let out of hell for a little while. You talk about the office meeting on this altar. You know what's going on in hell right now? The office prayer meeting you ever heard going on in hell right now. Amen. They're praying, and they're praying, and they're praying. But God said, I called and you would not hear me. Amen. But one day you'll call. Wouldn't it be bad to go out of here on your deathbed? I'm calling on God, and God not hear you. And then go open your eyes in hell, and you call on God, and God sure won't hear you. When you're in hell, friends, you better wake up. You better come to this altar. You better call on God. I say pray all night. Amen. I ain't working while I'm out here. Amen. I've got the restroom today. I'll stay with you till the sun comes up. I want to see you pray through and get a hold of God and get your name in the book of life. Amen. Amen. Hell's real. Hell's real. Hell's real. Hell's real. Amen. I wouldn't want a dog to die and go to hell, would you? But they don't have to, but people are. They're leaving here. They're leaving here. They're leaving here. And the Bible said, amen, that there was a certain rich man that fared sumptuously every day. He was clothed in purple and fine linen. But there laid a poor old beggar at his gate named Lazarus. And he desired the crumbs that fall from the rich man's table. And moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And the Bible said that rich man wasn't paid no mind. Amen. And they both died. Amen. Lazarus died. The rich man died. And the Bible said the angels carried Lazarus into Abraham's bosom. But y'all know what happened to the rich man, don't you? How the Bible said in hell, he lifted his eyes in torment. He said, I'm in torment. Amen. In this flame. He said, I've got five brethren. I'd go back and tell them, unless they come out of this awful place. He said, they've got Moses. Amen. And the prophets. I'd let them hear them. He said, nay, but if there's one from the dead, well, we've got one that rose from the dead. Glory to God. We've got one that got up victorious over death, over water, over hell. and through Him, you don't have to die and go to hell and burn forever. Amen. Hell. 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 It's real. Amen. I got family there. I got uncles today on my dad's side that they don't know nothing about God. You can't talk to them. They think they're right. But if they died tonight, they'd die and go to hell. Hey, you know, preacher, you can't live in sin and go to heaven. Amen. My daddy was a good man. Never done nobody wrong. I never seen him drink no alcohol. Amen. He never cheated on my mother. Amen. He never done that. I mean, he's a good man. I always provided for his family. Bought my mother a new car every 2 or 3 years. And he always drove some old piece of junk truck. I mean, he's a good provider. Amen. A good husband. But my daddy, he never was interested in church. I got him to come a few times. Amen. After Braden was born, when I was under conviction. And when I first got right, he'd go a little bit. Amen. But he never was one that'd go to church. Amen. I had everybody. And when my daddy died, I tried to tell me my daddy was all right. That he was a good man. You can be a good man and die and go to hell. You can be a good woman and die and go to hell. Brother, hell's real. Amen. It ain't no good thought to think about your family in hell. But friend, they're going to go there. If somebody don't get a hold of God and sinner tonight, you're going to go there if you don't get a hold of God. Amen. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Amen. My daddy went to his deathbed. I never heard him call on God. Amen. Never heard him call on God. I talked to him a little bit there on his deathbed. They say the hearing's last to go. I don't know. I don't know nothing about that. There's a lot of stuff we think we know, we just don't have no idea about. Amen. And there's a lot of things people think in the church house that they know they're right. Well, I know my heart, preacher. Amen. You don't know your heart as good as you think you do. But there is one that knows your heart. Amen. And the Bible said out of the abundance of the heart, amen, the mouth speaketh. Amen. It's in your heart. That's where it comes from. And if you're not living right, then your heart ain't right. And if your heart ain't right, you ain't going to go to heaven. You'll go down wrong. You'll lift your eyes in hell. You'll get up wrong and go to a lake afar. Amen. Hell's real. Hell's real. You know where hell's mentioned the second most high? And I'm closing. The second most amount in the Bible? The book of Proverbs. Oh, who wrote most of the Proverbs? The wisest man that ever lived. Beware of the strange woman. Is that what he said? Young man, I wouldn't die and go to hell over a woman. Amen. Young lady, I wouldn't die and go to hell over a man. Amen. I said, amen. Brother Jubal, keep your eyes on God. Amen. Do what He wants you to do. You're starting out on a journey. Amen. That God said He'd be with you if you go with Him. And I done said, if a man finds a wife, he findeth a good thing. But I've seen many a preacher get led off by the wrong woman and wreck their ministry or wreck everything God's done for them. Yes, a wife's a good thing. But I'll tell you something better. It's my beloved. It's the anointing from the Holy One. There ain't nothing worth dying and going to hell over. Stay with God, church. Stay with God, and God will take you to a better land. Amen. Oh, it's eternal fire. That's what Jude said. But amen. Oh, Solomon, arise and beware of all these things. But yet he married Pharaoh's daughter. And a strange woman took his heart away from God. And you know where Solomon, you'll never convince me, he died and went to heaven. He, the wisest man that ever lived, ain't in the hall of faith. In Hebrews, he died and he's in hell today. He's in hell in that big old temple he built. And all that gold came by him out of hell. Amen. And all the wives he had, and all the boys he had, they can't pull him out of hell. As much as I'm so glad my youngin' got right last year. Amen. I love you, son. Amen. But daddy couldn't come to hell and get you if you died and went to hell. Amen. Friend, I know tonight you've got loved ones, but they can't die and go to hell. If you die and go to hell, they can't get you out. If they die and go to hell, you can't get them out. Wake up. Hell is real. Amen. Yeah. It's dark. All right, if this will be all right, I'm going to do this. I can find a light switch. Amen. I got something at my daddy's bedside. I'm going to turn them all off. Dark as hell. Amen. I got beside my daddy's bedside. Amen. I had a buddy. Amen. Is this all right? You take it up with the Lord. If it ain't, that's what God told me to do. Amen. I had my daddy. Amen. I had my daddy. We turned that bathroom light off. Thank you, Jubal. I had my daddy laying there on his bedside. And I didn't want him to die and go to hell. I had a buddy there that, amen, I seen him get in church. I'm kind of close. Amen. But souls are in the balance. People are dying and going to hell. I had a buddy. Amen. I seen him get in church. Amen. I seen a change in him. And conviction, Brother Bill, come on me. I mean, he was one of my best friends in high school. And now he's out there worshiping. You think seven worse than the first won't come into you? He'll tell you today. He used to say you had to live right. He used to say if you died in sin, you wasn't going to heaven. And now he'll say he believes in eternal security. And he says, if I ain't never been saved, he said that I, amen. If God didn't save me then, I guess I'll die and go to hell. He said, it don't matter what I do, I'm going to heaven. That's a lie right out of hell. Amen. Bill's got a boy. If he don't get right, he's going to die and go to hell. Some of you got family. And my buddy, he loved my dad. He did. And he come up here, and I've always dealt with the death pretty good, especially since I got saved. My buddy come up here in the hospice room, and he stood beside that bed, and he began to cry. And I said, are you all right? And after he left, I remember standing there and telling my daddy, I said, they say you can carry me. And I was standing there with Braden. I'm saying, Braden don't remember this. And I said, Dad, me and Braden would sure like to live in heaven with you. If he hurt me, I don't know. Could he got right there? Well, sure he could have. Amen. But you reject God all your life. You better not count on God dealing with you on your deathbed. Amen. I don't know if he'll be there or not, but if he ain't, I won't remember him. But that's, amen, that don't make it no better now. Amen, hell's real. But I'm going to tell you what happened. Amen, if he lived here without God, I remember he had cancer. And they took him to the ER, and they give him pain medicine, you know, because, I mean, he's ate up with cancer. The doctors can't do it. Took him to Vanderbilt, Nashville. Amen. I ain't told this a whole lot. Took him to Vanderbilt, Nashville. Had bladder cancer, and they did surgery on him. And the doctor came in there, and he said, I believe we've got it all. But I knew that day. I could tell by the way he acted. He just didn't want to tell him the truth. And it wasn't 2 months later, he's dead. He said, you ain't going to have to take no chemo, Mr. Doctor. No radiation, Mr. Doctor. I believe we got all of it. 2 months later, he's dead. Amen. I started pharmacy school in August of 2014. That's my calling to preach September 21st of 2014. Amen. My daddy died November the 13th of 2014. He heard me preach one time. You know what I preached on? Amen. I don't remember what I preached last week a lot, but I remember that message. I didn't preach 10 minutes. And I preached, amen, I preached the natural man. No, I was going after of it. I was going after my daddy. The natural man. Receiving not the things of the Spirit of God. Neither can he know them. For their spirits to discern. I want to see him make that walk to that altar so bad. He didn't do it. Amen. But if he died, went to hell. Amen. If my family that's died and went to hell, and your family that's died, if they went to hell, here's what happened. And they're crying today. He always called me Rob. You know what he's just saying? Rob! Get me out of here! He had pain medicine. And amen, it took him to the ER the last time we were in the hospital. He died there. And they gave him Narcan because they thought maybe he just opened, took too much. And you know what that does? If you know anything, it puts you in full withdrawal. And he was so mad, he looked at me. And I mean, this cut me, but he didn't know what he was saying. He said, they're trying to kill me in here. And he said, if you don't get me out of here, I don't want nothing to do with you. I mean, he didn't know what he was saying. That hurt me. Amen. But tonight, if he's in hell, he's a crying from somebody to get him out. It's darker than this down there, Nebo. But there's a flame, Brother Darrell, that nobody can see. So tonight, friend, amen. I don't know why, man. I don't know why God. I didn't plan on cutting the lights off. God just told me to do it. Amen. If you're here tonight and you're in darkness, amen. Let me tell you where the light's at. It's up here. If you're here tonight and you're in darkness, God will meet you right here. And He'll save you. So tonight, you may raise your hand the other night. Don't play no games on God tonight. Just come up here and get right. Amen. I ain't going to ask you to bow your heads. I ain't going to ask you, amen, to close your eyes. Look up here as they play the song. Amen. And if you don't want to die and go to hell, get on this altar and pray. If God's a dealing with you, get on this altar and pray. Don't die and go to hell. They'll be weeping. And there'll be wailing. And there'll be gnashing of teeth. Oh, and there's so many people on the way to Zenith Ride. Going down, going to hell. Are you on that way tonight? You got sin in your life? Somebody tonight needs to pray. Somebody tonight needs to come. Won't you come right now? Y'all stand if you would. Won't you come right now? Don't wait. Don't tarry. Don't wait. No, don't wait one more minute. Just like his. The light goes off. It's over. When the light goes off, it's over. Somebody else tonight want to pray? God knows the need there. But there's light. The Bible said down there in Egypt, when the plague of darkness came, that, amen, the darkness that could be felt was in the land of Egypt. But down in Goshen, there was light. There's light in the Lord tonight. He is the light. So right now, somebody else tonight. Somebody else come right now. Come pray right now. Don't die and go to hell. If there's any doubt in your mind that you're not right, right now, right now, right now, right now, pray till you pray through. Don't leave out of here. Amen. Say, well, I might be right. I think I'm right. No, it's a no-so salvation. Come right now. Grab a hold of the horns of the altar. Don't leave here till you know you're right. Don't die and go to hell. It's a real place. Solomon's screaming there tonight. Amen. I've got an uncle screaming there tonight if he didn't get right on his deathbed. You've got family there tonight. I got family there tonight. Right now, you come. Don't die and go to hell, friends. I feel like there's others that need to pray. Don't die and go to hell. There's anything in your life that ain't where it needs to be with God. I don't want nothing between me and my Savior. Right now. Right now, what's it going to take? It ain't going to take a our prayer, my, amen, it ain't going to take, it ain't in the words you say. It's right here in the heart. You can come up here and repeat, and pray this and pray that. That's why some's dying and going to hell. All they've ever had is a prayer. But God don't hear the prayer of a sinner. You've got to believe in your heart. You've got to believe. That's what gets the prayer through. It's believing in your heart. So right now, friend, will you come? Are you living in sin? Are you living in sin? It's going to pass you by. This opportunity is going to pass you by. And God may never deal with you again. Right now, God will knock at your heart. Somebody needs to come tonight. Somebody needs to come tonight. It may not be who you think it is, who I think it is, but God knows who it is. Right now, friend, come. I'm not going to tarry. Come right now. Come right now. Come right now. Come right now. Don't die and go to hell. Don't die and go to hell. It's a scary thing to walk out here. I'm not going to tarry. It's a scary thing to walk out indoors knowing that you're not right with God. God bless you, buddy. Ain't nothing wrong with praying, if you say. I want to make sure I want to know everything's right, don't you? I'd hate to preach for years, lift my eyes in hell. There's many on the way that seemeth right. How do you know if you own it? You wonder. Until God shows you. Anybody else tonight need to come? Anybody else? I'm done. Why don't you come right now, sir?
Won't you come right now, Steve? Not, there ain't going to be no tomorrow. He ain't promised you that. It may be, but God ain't promised you that. But right now is the accepted time. Right now is the day of salvation. Won't you come right now? 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 Amen. If I knew you was lost, or I knew I could save you, I'd come right to where you was. I'd lay my hand on you and save you, but I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. But amen, there's a God in heaven that is going to expect you to take the first step. As they pray tonight, would there be another? Would there be another? Would there be another? Come. What, right now, will you come? Right now, right now, right now. Oh, friend. Oh, it's real. It ain't a fairy tale. The flames are moved for you. Her mouth is for you. Hell is a woman in the Bible, and wisdom is a woman in the Bible, and you got two women pulling at you right now. And wisdom is, amen, wisdom is crying in the street and saying, turn in, ye simple ones. Come in hither. Amen. But hell, she's opened her mouth wide, and she's a crying. She's a crying. Go ahead, Robbie. Somebody else? Souls are in the balance right now. You know what the devil, you know what hell's doing right now, what she's doing? While you're sitting in your seat or standing out there in the pew, here's what hell's doing. She said, they're saying to her, I've got them, I've got them, I've got them, I've got them. Oh, she's a moving for you. Right now, friend. You said some saved with fear. Are you trying to scare me, preacher? I'm trying to scare you to death. Some saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Right now will you come? Right now will you come? Please don't die and go to hell. I've done, I'm done, I'm done. I've done all I can do. But will you come right now? Oh, don't turn the Lord away. You feel that conviction? You may not feel it tomorrow night. You may not feel it tomorrow night. Too late day's coming. That too late day's coming. Oh, won't you come? Won't you come? I don't know how to give an altar call. While he's a singing, his altar's open. Bless the God. Praise the Lord. Somebody else? Somebody else? God bless. Lord's still moving tonight. Somebody else turn. Somebody else turn. Your eyes would then be closed in death, and you awaken. Religion ain't just something to make you feel better. Religion, as a matter of fact, will take you to hell. But salvation will take you to heaven. Somebody else tonight? Somebody else come? Somebody else want to get out of hell? Somebody else want to have their name enrolled in the book of life? Anybody tonight? Amen. The altar's open. I'm done. I feel like somebody tonight's going to walk out them doors. Maybe you've been here every night. Maybe this is your first night. But if you're lost without God and you walk out them doors without God, it could be your lifetime. I love you tonight. The altar's still open as they pray. Amen. Brother Charlie, got anything? Brother Herbert, you go ahead. Amen. Bless them, God. Yeah, bless them.
This is what I'd like to say. I had a brother.